Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday. I'm Rami McLaughlin along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson. What are you screaming about at 2:02:36?
Somebody lower the chair over here.
You know,
man, as a short person, I got to be up in the air. I feel short already. I don't need to be sitting shorter than I have to be.
You know, my mom, and I never thought about this.
I love how we start our shows.
And yeah. my mom, you know, she just said, Just wait.
Four.
Wait till you have kids. Just wait. All that grief.
What does that have to do with this chair?
All that grief that you gave me, all the little attitude that you got, just wait.
What does that have to do with this chair?
Just wait. Wait till you have your own.
What does that have to do with his chair?
Steve is always hollering about something. Okay,
he's hollering about something my whole life.
He's always uncomfortable. So he's just always.
That's just Sparky.
That's got nothing to do with the kid.
So, well, hold on.
Okay.
Just then you wait when you have one and it's like you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're saying Jackson's going to grow up
to
scream and holler and complain about everything.
No, he's going to be way worse than me.
Yeah. Just wait.
No, he's going to be way worse than me.
We got a lot to get to with you between now and 6 o'clock. Just wait until about 2:35. Bill Williamson used to cover the Packers for the Journal Sentinel. For the Appleton Post Crescent. Now he's with the Raiders Snake Pit. He'll join us at 2:35.
He was at ESPN for a long time, too.
And we'll get the view from the other side of tomorrow's preseason matchup. But I think more importantly, find out just what the hell is going on with Khalil Mack and could he end up in a Packers uniform. Tom Kesnick, the godfather of fantasy football. He makes a visit to the Wendy's Big Show today. His first of the year, right?
You guys second.
Second. You guys had him while I was gone. Okay.
No, you both were at the golf outing.
Okay.
And I had him on to announce that he was coming back for
another year. So you want to explain that real quick, what we're doing with Tom Kesnick?
We're going to talk QBs with Tom Kesnick today, and we're going to have him, the next four or five Wendy's Big Shows? I know you sent me a text. I know you're about to say you sent me a text with all the days he'll be on.
I'm not going to. And I just know I get everything gets ignored. It's
and we'll
today
go, I just didn't memorize it, dude. It wasn't
tomorrow,
ignored.
Tomorrow is running backs
back
Friday.
To what Gary was saying.
Monday is wide receivers. And then Tuesday we're doing tight ends. Wednesday's kickers and defenses.
So there you go. We're doing a position by position fantasy breakdown with the godfather of fantasy football, Tom Kesnick. And it starts with the quarterbacks at 2:48. Jim Ozarski. Right now he's with the Cincinnati Inquirer, but he's headed back to Milwaukee to cover the Packers for the Journal Sentinel. He'll join us at 4:48. And embedded Green Bay football reporter Mike Clemens at 5:35. Want to start off the afternoon, though, talking some Brewers with you and ask, is your faith in David Stearns starting to waver? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7
Rummy
FM
Makeoff.
The Fan. Yes, Gary Ellerson.
Why might you say that?
Because of something you pointed out the other day, Gary, which is that the Brewers farm system isn't very highly ranked for a team that's in the midst, I guess, of what you might want to call a rebuild. I don't know that they ever went full rebuild, but you seem to think that there
should
be.
What's the highest pick have they had over in the last since Stearns been? What's the highest?
I want to say they got Keston Hira at 4 or 5, if I'm not mistaken. Is that am I right
so
about
it was
that?
Just
Sparky?
1 year.
I think so.
So that was just the 1 year. Then there's. So you've only had 1 year of a rebuild. So I mean, to get that pick,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. Billy Schmidt just told me it was the 5th overall pick.
And number 9.
Oh, I guess not.
It was number 9.
I couldn't hear him.
Brewers draft second baseman, Keston Hira, number 9 overall.
Corey Ray was the 5th overall pick.
Oh, Corey Ray was the 5th overall pick is what he was telling me.
So when was Corey Ray? When was that one?
2016 then?
And right? Hira was what?
2017.
Sparky just said 9th overall.
So they had a 9 and a 5.
9 and a 5, yes, sir.
And those two guys, they can't miss on.
And they traded a bunch of guys for prospects. And you would think that would bolster the minor league system. But they're ranked currently, and this is according to Bleacher Report, 19th in the major leagues.
I thought at one point, weren't they like in the top five
yes,
here?
Yes, they were last year at one point in the top five.
Right?
Yes, but they traded some guys to acquire some players. And besides the minor league system ranking, I've heard a lot of, well, I shouldn't say heard, seen a lot of chatter on Twitter about, A, the acquisition of Jonathan Scope and that not working out so well until recently, and then B...
Shut up.
What?
Those people.
Okay. And then B...
They're going to make me mad. People going to make me mad today. Don't even try it. go ahead, Rami.
You started this. And then B...
I'm going to get mad.
Not only the guy that they acquired in Jonathan Scope not performing up to expectations, but you got three guys elsewhere in the league who are far exceeding expectations. And Scooter Gennett, who you just saw doing some things here with the Reds against the Brewers. Chris Davis, who's got 37...
You ran Chris Davis out of town.
No, we didn't. Chris Davis...
Yeah, you did.
I'll tell you in a second.
Joe did.
Just ran him out of town. Folks, I'm not saying you in general.
Yeah, let me just...
Folks ran Chris Davis. Am I not lying here, Baby Tosh?
Nobody... Look,
they ran that joke out of town. I'm not saying you and...
No, I know, but David Stearns isn't doing anything based on what we say, what Radio Joe says, what the fans say. We don't run anybody out of town.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think you take it the wrong way. The fans did not want Chris Davis here.
Okay.
Meaning that ran him out of town. Don't even talk about... Fans should not be talking about what Chris Davis is doing because you didn't want him in here from the get-go.
Well, you don't know that those are the same people.
Them same people.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
So, again... Like I was starting to lay out, Scooter Gennett is in Cincinnati doing big things.
Now, Scooter Gennett, yeah.
Chris Davis is in Oakland doing big things, and John Segura is with the Seattle Mariners.
I didn't get to Segura. Dude.
Doing big things. So, with a low-ranked farm system, a guy you traded for not performing up to expectations, three guys elsewhere in the league playing at an all-star level who used to be Brewers, is your faith in David Stearns starting to waver? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057. FM the Fan. Go ahead. You're ready to blow.
Folks ran Chris Davis out of town, man.
Okay.
Baby Tosh, get on the speaker.
On the microphone, you mean?
Same thing.
No, it's not. They're the complete opposites.
Am I not?
No, I would agree. People did not want Chris Davis in town. And I will, Rami, when you say, like, we don't have an ability to change David Stearns' mind, you can get into the mind of the player, and he doesn't want to be here anymore.
Correct.
Chris now Davis that did not want to be here anymore.
That might be the case.
Yeah, he was done. I think what people were talking about was his arm weak in the outfield or something like that. And I
struck
think he
struck out too much.
Making mistakes. And yeah, he was doing all that. And then now all of a sudden, what, he's got 37 home runs right now or something like that? Everybody talk, stop it. That's why I hate this stuff sometimes, man. And his whole scope, you wanted a guy to make a trade. Everybody want, do something. Just do something. And now Scope may not be hitting the way you want. I know he made a couple errors at second here early when he first got here. It's just, what's the question, Rami? You could get me.
Is your faith in David Stearns starting to waver? 414
no, not at all.
799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057 FM the Fan.
Totally rebuilt the organization, as far as I'm concerned, and put you in a position not to have what we thought, and I speak for myself, or what I thought was going to be a five-year rebuild, and that didn't happen. He put you in contention right away. And you don't even know how to enjoy that.
So
I'm done.
You're done? That's it? It's only 2:10, dude. We planned on discussing this for at least the first half hour of the show.
I got to get this other guy... What's the guy in New York we have on our radio show?
Seth Everett?
I got to get him to come on here, because you don't believe me. I got to get him to come on here. Prominent guy, Seth Everett. Prominent guy to tell y'all what's going on right now. Y'all don't want to hear. I got Bruce yelling at me and crap and all that mess.
Did something happen before the show? You just came in ornery today, man.
No, I was, let me tell you what. I was in a really great mood 5 minutes ago. I swear to God, I was. I was, Rumdo. I was in a great mood 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
I really was.
All right.
And then, yeah, I don't want to hear, especially about Chris Davis. I get Scooter Gennett. I mean, what did we get for Scooter?
I think he was just waived, wasn't he? Yeah, he was just waived. Released.
Gone.
Put on the market.
Well, we had a lot of people at second base, though, I think, really, why they let him go.
Well, that was after Jonathan Villar
had the breakout
blow up year.
Right.
Yeah.
So you didn't think that you needed him.
Right. So you didn't think you needed Scooter Gennett at the time. So your faith is not wavering at all.
No, I think he's done an incredible job with the task at hand. If you think ground zero when he first started to what we are now, you didn't expect to be where you are at right now with this team. They're in contention. That you're in a pennant race. I mean, last year, what did them Jokers win last year? 87 games last year?
87, I want to say. 86.
I mean, there was only maybe two people that saw that, Leroy and somebody else. That was it. Nobody saw 87 games last year.
So and you're now, good.
And now what? What are they at? They close. What are they at now, Ramdon?
What's their record right now? Yeah. Is what you're asking me?
Yeah.
Hang on one sec. I can get that to you momentarily. Standings. Yes, I want to see that.
Yeah. They're on pace to win how many games?
The Brewers currently are 71-58.
They're on pace to win how many games?
Now you're asking me to do math, dude.
You always do it really good.
Not this. Yes. This is a little bit.
Are they on pace to win 88 games?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, that's only like.
They're on pace for 89.1 wins.
There it is. Yeah.
That's good. You're good. Gary has no concerns. He has nothing to quibble with when it comes to David Stearns, the GM of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I love Steve a lot, but I fault him.
You fault him?
Yeah.
Tell me why after a break.
Yeah, I love
Tell me why you fault
him,
Sparky
I
for
fault
this
Steve, man.
After the break. Is your faith in David Stearns starting to waver? 414-799-1250. Leroy Butler has joined the show, the Packer Hall of Famer. How are you, Leroy? You good?
Doing very well. Yeah, I thought he was going to say he blames Bruce, but I'll go with
We'll hear from you and find out why Gary blames Sparky when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this. It's a Throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show, presented by Master Z's. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 1057FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Van Halen was my nominee 2 weeks ago. Last week, you guys honored Aretha Franklin in my absence. Totally fine with that. Yeah. She is more than worthy of that honor and much, much more. So we pushed Van Halen back a week.
Right.
So now let's go around the horn with our nominees for next week for a Throwback Thursday. As the reigning two-time champ, I will go first.
Look at you.
What?
I like that. Go ahead.
Thank you. I will go with Weezer. I'm hearing Weezer a lot lately because they recently covered Toto's song Africa.
I'm so sick of hearing that song. Yep. Like, beyond sick. Like, it plays, I swear to God, every hour on the hour on radio stations in this town.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, just in general.
Is it just like, one song?
That one song, yes.
That's their latest hit, and I say
so
that with air quotes because it's
song.
Not their song.
Is it the Beatles song?
No, it's Toto.
Gary, you know that one. You would listen to that one in the college club.
Guarantee you know.
You've heard it, yeah.
I miss the rains down in Africa.
He's kind of got the right beat. His singing is awful, but yeah.
I think we may have that on karaoke.
No, was that?
You have it in wide orbit. Just call it up, Rami.
Well, that's on a Wizard of Oz.
Rami, yeah, call I'm it up. It. It's in wide orbit.
Did you ask if it was on the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
No, it was not on the Wizard of Oz. Toto was in the Wizard of Oz. That's the little dog.
Yeah.
That's the dog, yeah.
You want me to go ahead, Rami, do mine?
Yes, please. I don't have access to the song in wide orbit.
I'll pull it up. Don't worry about it.
Let me do mine. What did I told you the other day, Rami? The guys? The
Eagles. You said the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's right.
And why?
Because their album just became the highest selling album ever in history.
Eagles' greatest hits just became.
Yes. Yeah. Leroy Butler, who would you like to hear next week?
New Edition.
New Edition for Leroy Butler.
Are they still together?
Yeah, they just got back together.
Spark Dog?
Train.
Train for Spark. Are they
I
throwback?
Like train.
Yep.
All right. And Baby Tosh?
I'm going to go with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth,
can you?
Wind, and Fire. So they're your nominees. Here's the song that we were talking about.
That's a good song.
Is this Toto?
Is this Toto? Okay, this is Toto. This is the original.
So well, now we got what's the name of the band?
Weezer
Toto originally did this song.
Okay.
This is Toto doing the song.
Okay.
This is the original version.
Toto.
Weezer.
Okay.
I think it was like a 14-year-old girl, like, started a Twitter account just to harass Weezer to cover Toto's Africa. And she would bombard them with tweets day after day after day after day. And eventually it picked up steam. Other people jumped on the campaign. Weezer said, all right, fine, we'll do it. And now it's a huge hit.
Is that what this is?
This is the original version. This
the good
is not,
one.
This is not Weezer covering the song. This is Toto.
No, this is the good one.
Dude, this is taking way too long to explain.
Yeah, just let it go.
But now you got to play Weezer singing it.
See, all right, I got you.
Isn't Weezer and Toto the same people? Or
No.
It's all the same, Gary.
Damn it. Yeah.
Because you know, you remember like was that John Cougar Mellencamp?
Yeah,
he was a person. Yeah,
and then he went to just John Cougar.
Yes.
Yeah. And you remember that he was John Cougar Mellencamp?
Yes.
I thought it was like kind of like that.
No.
Toto Weezer. They was Weezer at one point. Then Toto.
No.
Like Jefferson Starship, and then they were just Starship.
This is Weezer though.
This is Weezer.
This is Weezer
doing Africa.
I gotta hit a high note. While I like.
And who nominated them?
I just nominated them.
Man, they can't win.
Oh, yeah, they'll win. They'll win. Weezer is going to win. I'm calling my shot.
Boys will.
And who's Stevie got?
Sparky went. Let me just run through them all. I want Weezer. Gary wants the Eagles. Leroy wants New Edition. Sparky wants Train. Baby Tosh, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 1057 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. All right, you can kill it now. Asking you.
Good. It sounds pretty good.
I like it. I really liked what they did with it.
I didn't
at first, and then it grew on me.
Is that the only song they got, though?
No, man. Is your faith in David That's Stearns big. Starting to waver? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. We ask this because of a low-ranked farm system, number 19 in the big leagues. The Jonathan Scope deal not really working out as we expected it to work out, and then he got three guys in
Jeanette.
How did you
expect the Jonathan Scope deal to work out?
Better than this.
Like what?
And then they have three guys in Scooter Jeanette, Chris Davis. Can you stop interrupting, please, man? You keep on messing up my train of thought, dude. Please.
People just want to complain.
You have three guys in Jeanette, Davis, and Segura who are really taking off since they took off the Brewers uniform. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. And you said before the break you blame Sparky for this, Gary? Why?
I can't remember. But I do blame him.
Why? Can't blame him and not know why? Well, we're only 23 minutes into the show today, dude, and you are really, really challenging.
Well, I know. Just ask my mama.
It's been a struggle, dude.
I know.
So you don't remember why you blame Sparky. I should just move on from that point.
Yeah, ask Sparky.
Sparky, why does Gary blame you?
He'll come back to me. Just ask him a question.
Sparky, is your faith in David Stern starting to waver at all, even just a little bit?
No, not at all, no. And I understand when you lay out the deals and how the players have played since they've left. Scooter Jeanette, Jean Segura, that you pointed out earlier, him leaving and doing what he's done. And some of these guys have played well. Chris Davis, he still is pretty much the same guy, but he's getting more of an opportunity to show off his power. But the rest of his numbers I don't think are much different probably than what they were here. I get how it looks. I have a hard time really arguing with much of what he's done to this point. Now, you can debate the Scope deal and whether or not they should have got a starting pitcher that would have cost way more than what you gave up to get Scope and how Scope has played. But remember, Scope was on fire. He was one of the hottest players before the trade deadline. He had hit a home run in, what, like six straight games around me or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was playing really, really well, looking more like the all-star self that he was prior to this year. And that's, I'm assuming, what the Brewers thought they were getting for the second half of the year, a guy that was, you know, playing his best baseball at that point. He got here and has been ice cold for the most part. So, yeah, I mean, I can understand how you're mad about that. You know, giving up a top pitching prospect in Luis Ortiz for a guy that hasn't done much to help the organization and may not even be with the organization after this year. So I get the frustration with that. The Moustakas deal, moving Shaw to second base, I can get where people get a little bit nervous with that. But I'm not losing faith. Like, oh, man, he needs to find another general manager, whatever the case may be. I think they're more than good with David Stearns as general manager and Matt Arnold as his right-hand guy. I think those two do a great job, as does the scouting department, Todd Johnson and those guys. I don't have any problems with what they have in the front office right now. None.
Got some tweets at 1057FM The Fan. This is from Rivet Ramil. He says, what? Stearns took over in a major rebuild, a total teardown. In 3 years, he rebuilt an entire team into a playoff contender, and the farm is still decent with contributing talent still on the way. It took Melvin 6 years to win a wild card spot. Give the man at least the same time.
Kyle tweets at the fans, says Stern has done great. This year's the only bad or confusing move was Sculpt. Miners may be 19th, but Burns, Hader, Peralta, Arcia are all up playing meaningful roles in year three of the rebuild.
I want to be real clear before I say what I'm about to say. My answer to the question is no. My faith in David Stearns is not starting to waver. But in the interest of A, playing devil's advocate, but B, seeing the other side of the argument, because I think that there is a case to be made for your faith in David Stearns.
What about Brett,
to
who
waver?
Says Segura and Chris Davis were Melvin deals? And Gannett, no one blamed him when he did it.
Did
you're the one that came up with this topic, so I'm assuming...
No, Jeanette was waived by David Stearns.
Right. He's saying Segura and Davis were not his deals.
Baby Tausch, can you look at that for me, please?
You didn't look at this before you pitched the topic?
I didn't, because I was just looking at the Twitter reaction and so many people pointing the finger at Stearns for it that, I don't know, that's not a good excuse. I'm totally in the wrong if those were Doug Melvin deals, but... So is everybody on Twitter who's complaining that David Stearns traded these guys away. Baby Tausch is currently doing the research on that for me right now. Mm-hmm. But for the sake of the argument and to look at this from the other side, you can make the case that, yes, David Stearns sped up the process. Who thought the Brewers would be here by now, and especially where they were last year by that point? Nobody would have. And you give David Stearns credit for that, but maybe... Just maybe, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate and looking at what I think is a valid argument for your faith in David Stearns to waver. Maybe if he was a little bit more patient and willing to suck for a little bit longer, the farm system would be a little bit higher ranked and the future of the Brewers would look better. Or the other way that you could look at it is if Davis, Jeanette, and Segura are here, and we know the problems that they've had, especially with middle infielders and the offensive production. Just say it on the air, baby.
Yeah, that was Chris
Davis.
Both
Stearns deal. Stearns deal.
They were both Stearns deals.
I just looked it up.
Both done in February of 16.
So I'm not an idiot.
And he was hired in September of 2015.
So again, you could say maybe he shows a little more patience, and yes, maybe they're not winning games right now, but maybe the future looks better. We don't know. Those are all just hypotheticals. Or you can say, okay, cool, you wanted to win now? Segura, Davis, and Jeanette would help you a lot in winning baseball games right now, especially with the lack of production that you've gotten from the middle infield. Are you guys saying there is no credence to that whatsoever?
When those guys were here, nobody wanted those guys to stay.
But that's not our job. No. It's not our job to want them here and to know what's best for the Milwaukee Brewers. So, that's David Stearns' job.
Yeah, and I think he did a great job. He went and got you a potential MVP player in Yelich. Where would you be without that guy?
I don't think anybody would take issue with the Kane and Yelich deals. I don't think that's the issue that anybody has taken.
See, those are the deals that, to me, level off some of the ones that question. I mean, he made the top of your order.
And because of the Segura deal, Diaz was in that deal that helped to get you Yelich at that point. Chase Anderson, up until this year, in the last year and a half, had pitched really, really well. He came over in that deal. Aaron Hill went in the deal to the Red Sox later, and he netted you good players. I find very little fault in this deal. And if you want to sit here and talk to me about Scooter Jeanette, then you have at it.
All sitting here and saying that nobody saw this coming from Scooter Jeanette. Nobody wanted Scooter Jeanette here. Nobody saw this from Chris Davis. Nobody wanted Chris Davis here. But that's not our job to want or not want these guys here or to project what these guys are going to do in the future and make the right choice. Everybody would have changed their tune on Scooter Jeanette and Chris Davis if they stayed in a Brewers uniform and started producing the way that they are now for their respective teams.
Chris Davis pretty much is. I mean, Chris Davis still doesn't hit for a good average. He's still just a strikeout or home run guy.
Right. He's an all or nothing guy.
But That's what he was here.
But that's 38 home runs you could have in your lineup right now. That's a lot of run production.
But you're also the same guy who goes, you can't strike out as much as they strike out. So that's exactly
the type. I never said that.
That's the same type of guy when you talk about the Brewers and what's hampered this team is they strike out too much. They don't have contact hitters to make hits when they need them.
You're in love with the home run.
Right. I mean, so from that aspect with Chris Davis, that's why everybody was mad at Chris Davis. Was, yeah, okay, he'd hit the solo shot, whatever the case may be, but he wasn't getting on base enough. He wasn't doing everything else. That's why Yelich fits better than Chris Davis. Yep. That's why Lorenzo Cain fits better than Chris Davis. Now, again, if you're saying like Rami, I think, is saying strikeouts don't matter, well, then, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of guys. You can get Adam Dunn out of retirement, have him come back and play home runs and a little batting average. I mean, you can get a bunch of guys that can do that. And there are some general managers that value the long ball, Doug Melvin, versus more than the contact and everything else that goes along with it.
The A's value the long ball. I was watching a piece the other day. They have the lowest ground ball rate in baseball.
Right.
And right now they're battling the Astros for the NL West title.
Correct.
A team that nobody thought would be challenged this year, especially within their division.
Yep.
So that formula is working for the A's.
Yep.
It's working for somebody, right?
I agree with you on that. I'm just saying it's not every general manager is like that. And Stearns is definitely not like that. Stearns wants more guys to make contact and get on base. That's clear by what he did this offseason, is it not?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
So obviously he went in a different direction. Now, if you're saying, I don't agree with that direction, I'd rather go the direction of what the Oakland A's did and build my team that way, you can do that too, but that's not Stearns' direction. And I think most of the fan base wanted Stearns to go in the direction that he went in with the changes he made.
But the bottom line is, you judge a guy on results. You don't judge a guy based on what we wanted, what fans were calling for before the fact. You judge it on results.
Fair enough. What did this team do last year? Were they in first place last year?
For much of the year, yeah.
Okay, were they in first place?
But where did they end up?
Okay, fine. But I'm just asking. You're saying judge on results.
And again, I'm just being devil's advocate here. I love David Stearns.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But he got a chance to do both. He got the best of both.
Get on the fence. But at the end of the day, Rami.
No, there is no fence. My faith in David Stearns is not wavering. But I think there is a case to be made for the other side, and I'm making that case. That's
all. For the people on Twitter.
Yes.
Well, let the people on Twitter call then.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, there you go.
Cody in Stallus. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Cody?
As I almost drove off the road the thought of this topic. Honestly, I don't know how anyone could have any doubts in the moves that David Stearns has made to this point. Any knowledgeable baseball fan would know that when he took over, I think the Brewers did.
Nah, you're breaking up and we can't hear you.
Lost him.
Cody, call back, man.
We're not going to have time. Cody, call back and pick a lane at 5 o'clock.
We got that track phone. Cody.
What's up?
We're going to have time.
I'm not going to say anything. I'll wait till after the break and tell you what I just found. It involves the Raiders, and Bill Williamson is coming up, so we can ask Bill Williamson.
Outstanding. Did you find something there about Harry's Razors while you were looking?
I don't know about Harry's Razors. I'll have to look that up. Harry's Razors, great smooth shave, beautiful, smooth, comfortable glide, the sharpest blades I've ever used for sure. And why? Because they make their own blades in a world-class blade factory in Germany where they grind steel into sharp, durable blades that are made to last. Which is what really matters in a shave, right? For a limited time, only new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with the word Sparky at Harry's.com. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Now remember, 100% quality guarantee. Harry stands behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. And don't forget, no subscriptions required. If you want to buy your refills one-offs, a la carte style, Harry's Razors allows you to do just that. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 and free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer.
Like Sparky said, Bill Williamson of RaidersSnakePit.com. He's going to join us next. And yes, we have a preseason game to talk about, but I think more importantly, we got to find out what the hell is going on with Khalil Mack. Is he going to be a Raider, and could he end up a Packer? That's coming up next. With Swinney's Big Show, it's a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. I'd like to hear Weezer. Gary wants the Eagles. Leroy wants New Edition. Sparky wants Train. And Baby Tausha on the other side of the glass wants Earth, Wind, and Fire. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. No hashtag. Your vote is not counted. And you cannot win that $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Let's go out to the phones right now and check in with a guy who used to cover the Packers for the Appleton Post Credit. Now he's the co-founder of RaidersSnakePit.com. It's a pleasure to welcome in Bill Williamson. Bill, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Hey, how's it going? It's been a long time.
It has. It's been too long, Bill. We do have a preseason game between our two respective teams that we cover tomorrow, and we want to get into that with you. But I think Packers fans are more interested in knowing just what is going on with Khalil Mack. Is he really on the trade block, and do you think that the Packers would be a good fit in terms of a trade partner with the Raiders?
Yeah, no, he's not on the trade block quite yet. And there's some folks that think that he will never be on the trade block. And I think that is a little naive. Anybody can be on the trade block. Brett Favre became a Vikings, right? Peyton Manning became a Bronco. Stuff happens, you know. Yeah. So is it at that point yet where they can trade him? No. Could it get to that point? Yes. And, you know, anything's possible because, look, they have a head coach making the decisions. Reggie McKenzie, who was in Green Bay, is the general manager, but this is John Gruden's football team. There's no doubt about that. So once a football coach who's in command and it's during September and the season has started and his best player is not there and he needs players, then maybe he goes, hey, I got to get something. You know, this guy's not budging. So I've long said that the day for Raider fans to start worrying about this is September 3rd. That's only 11 days away. September 3rd marks the start of preparation for the regular season. If he's not there for the start of the Raiders getting prepared to play the Rams on Monday Night Football in Week 1, then the Raider fans should start worrying, and the Raiders should start worrying as well. I think for them to start thinking about trade, he'd have to actually miss games and show, look, I'm not scared about missing game checks. I want a new contract, and I'm okay for sacrificing these checks now. I think that's when the Raiders start saying, hey, this guy's serious, and maybe we got to figure something out. So long answer, they're not even close to there yet, but certainly could get there yet. And sure, the Packers would be a great fit for him. A lot of people think that that would be the ideal place. I think there's a few places that would be ideal, and I know the Raiders are getting a lot of calls already.
This is what I'm trying to figure out here. Like, how far away are we on money between the Raiders and Khalil Mack that this thing can't get done? If we're like $1 million or $2 million away, then the Raiders just being stupid. If it's farther than that and the gap's like $5 to $10 million, then I completely understand why this isn't done.
Yeah, I think they're really far away because they're not really talking. There hasn't been much communication at all since February, here and there. But not much at all. They don't really have anything concrete going on. They don't have a basis. They don't say, okay, sleep on this. We'll talk tomorrow. They're not at that point at all. I think this is what I gather. I gather that Khalil Mack is saying, I'm not going to be there until I get a contract, a new contract. The Raiders are saying, you know what, let's take care of this play at the option year, we'll figure out next year. So I think they're pretty far apart. You know, I think it's a philosophy thing right now more than just math.
What would it take, you think, for them to do this deal? The Packers are sitting here with two first-round draft picks. I know they're late in the first round. Would that do it, or would it take something else to make that deal work?
Well, you know, I mean, once the Raiders open the doors and wink at everybody and say, hey, okay, we're listening, who knows? I know it's been speculated, ESPN speculated the last couple weeks ago that it'd be a first-round pick. I think it'd be much more than that because of value and, you know, supply and demand. I mean, there's going to be a lot of interest there. And, you know, I think it would take at least a one and a two. So if the Packers – and this is just speculation here on August 23rd. But if the Packers were to say, hey, we'll give you both of those picks, I think that would get the Raiders thinking.
Yeah, my question is about Jordy Nelson, but I want something you said just kind of hit me there, Bill. Are you telling me that McKenzie couldn't fire John Gruden?
No.
No.
So
not even close.
So could
I mean just look?
Could John Gruden request a new GM?
Yeah, Gruden can request a new GM.
Oh my god!
But this is a similar thing to Belichick and Mike Shanahan back in Denver. The coach is in control. Now they're not going around and advertising that, but it's clear. I mean, John Gruden has signed a 10-year, $100 million contract.
Wow!
The guy has the power, and Mark Davis has even admitted, hey, Reggie's job is a little different now. He's not picking his own players. He's picking players for the coach. Now, John Gruden is a pretty good guy. He's not, he's got a lot of power, but he's not reminding everybody that he has all the power every day. And Reggie McKenzie's a pretty good guy. And these guys worked together in Green Bay.
Yeah,
25 years ago.
Well, I beg to differ that he's not reminding everybody he's got the power, because Khalil Mack is not in camp, and that's reminding everybody that he has the power.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
and that's also letting Khalil Mack know who has the power too.
Yeah, I think that if John Gruden wasn't here and it was still Jack Del Rio, I think they'd still have the same problem with Khalil Mack. I don't think John Gruden is saying don't pay this guy the money. Coaches usually don't care about that stuff. Coaches care about getting the players in. So I think it's a more of the situation and the reality for the Raiders. You got to remember, Derek Carr was the highest paid player in the NFL just last June when he signed a 5-year, $125 million deal. That has been surpassed, but he's still among the leaders. If you do the research, you're not going to see if they sign Mack to a big deal, those two guys are going to be the highest combo offensive and defensive combo players in the league by far. So, the Raiders do have some salary cap issues. It's not just like they're saying, hey, we don't value Khalil Mack. There's some issues here.
Talking with Bill Williamson, co-founder of RaidersSnakePit.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm going to go ahead and steal Leroy's question about Jordy Nelson. How's he looking out there? Is it a good fit? Does it look like there's still some gas left in that tank? Maybe the Packers let him go a little too early.
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders are going out of their way saying how good he looks. And he does look good, but, I mean, they keep saying he's faster than everybody thinks he is. Derek Carr talks about him all the time. John Gruden is very excited. And the coaches are saying, hey, what he's given us, what he did in Green Bay, the veteran leadership, the receiver room, really standing out in that area. So, the Raiders need him, and they're going to give him as much as he can handle. So, they want him to be prime Jordy Nelson. We'll just see if he can be. But, yeah, he's a big part of this offense.
Well, you just let him know Florida State's Fred Biletnikoff is the best white receiver they ever had out there.
Why does he got to be white?
Because I like him as funny. That's why.
Why does he got to be
but
white?
I want to talk about Crabtree, because he's in Baltimore. He caught a lot of balls from Carr. So do you think that'll be – I mean, how's this offense – because Gruden likes to run the ball sometimes, like to spread them out. But how are these guys going to fit in? Because you got Cooper, he's your speed guy. It just seemed like to me it's a lot of similarities with both of these two teams, and because they kind of know each other. Both quarterbacks going to make a lot of money, things of that nature. But it just seemed like to me it's going to be the traditional run-the-football West Coast-style offense.
Yeah, I mean, Gruden's not going to change.
No,
I mean, he
won't.
He made that crack at the combine, everybody jumped on about it. I want to bring it back to 1998. And all the new school people, all the analytic people cringed and they're offended. But John Gruden's John Gruden. He's going to be who he is. And his offense is going to be what it was when he was with Oakland and Tampa Bay and what he learned from all the other guys. You're going to see a big, heavy running back dose. Marshawn Lynch, Doug Martin, and a couple of the other guys. And so yeah, it's not gonna change at all.
Last one, we'll let you get going here. Where because if you look at the Raiders right now, you thought last year would have been a much better year without Khalil Mack on that defense. Where are the Raiders? Because I would say he was their best player, right?
Oh no question.
Oh, there's no doubt he's the best player. He's their best player regardless of position.
Correct.
He's a special guy, and that's the thing. John Gruden got himself in trouble a little bit on NFL Network last week when they were asking about Khalil Mack. Somebody asked him the same question you asked me. Very good last year with him. A lot of people took that as a crack. I didn't. I just took it as a reality. Basically, I think it was a crack at the players around him. They don't have Khalil Mack. I don't think they did very good getting this defense improved this offseason. I think they spent a lot of time on the offense. So if they don't have Khalil Mack, they're in absolute trouble.
That is Bill Williamson. Check out his work at RaidersSnakePit.com. Follow him on Twitter at BWilliamsonNFL and our guest for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate the insight, Bill. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bill Williamson joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. And maybe that home is a fixer-upper, GE.
What could be?
Garrett. It has to be awkward for Edgar Bennett and Jordy Nelson, who are teammates, I got to get a, see if they get a picture of him, the both of them, shaking hands with McCarthy. That's going to be odd.
Well, it's not the first time it's happened. Guys are always moving around this league.
No, not like this, though. No, not when you like a guy and business made that kind of go south. Because you basically told Edgar Bennett you could be the wide receivers coach, which was a demotion.
Or it's been real. Get up.
Right.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Jordy Nelson. Yeah,
pretty much.
Either take $1 million or we'll take the $9 million instead of the $10 million you make. That's going to be awkward. But I guess they'll get through it, right?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to. Everybody's still making money.
Just don't make a big deal about it, media people, if you don't see these guys
talking. Yeah, Edgar's making money. Jordy's making more money than he was going to make here in
Green Bay. I'd just stay in the locker room.
Who was the third person? Reggie McKinney? He's got a job.
He's passed it.
Yeah, so.
I just don't like it's the same thing with the Packers. As far as a group of people, the owner hiring people over GMs, the GM can't fire the coach. I don't see a lot of people making a big deal about what Oakland is doing.
Well, because everybody believe in John Gruden. So we have to see
how. If I'm Reggie McKinney, it's deuces. I got to try to get out of there because I'm not my man. I took everything from me.
No, he's not.
Well, maybe that house is a fixer-upper, GE.
Well, maybe it is, Rami. And you can call my good friends over at J&J Contractors.
Yeah, get him back on schedule.
And ask for Jason.
I like that shirt.
Whether you're looking for interior or exterior.
Did they build that?
Cassius Clay?
That's nice.
Yeah. Windows, doors, siding, roofing.
Clay.
Yeah.
I'll call him Clay.
They do it all. If you're looking to redo your kitchen, Rummy, cabinets. A lot of people are doing their cabinets and countertops.
They're coming out to my house on Monday.
Yeah. A lot of people are doing that these days.
Allegedly, are they really coming?
No, they're coming Monday.
Bathroom and, you know. And
take care of them, Jason.
Outdoor oasis, which, you know, Rummy's trying to take a look at. And fall is just right around the corner. A lot of people looking to make some bonfires here coming up here shortly. So, my good friends over at J&J Contractors can do all that. Call my good friend up, Jason, and he'll take care of you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.